want to go forward with this, we'd have to suspend the rules as well, because
right.
we don't have any.
You want a motion to suspend?
No, we don't have to do that.
Got to finish this amendment first. I just didn't know if we could even have this vote without rule suspension.
Thank
we
you.
Can. I just one of our last meetings, and I still don't know all the rules. Okay, so we are motions made, and we're in discussion. Representative
Thank
Butler.
You. I appreciate Representative Wingert's motion here, and the spirit behind the amendment. But after hearing the department say it's all about finding efficiencies, and this amendment would not bring about the efficiencies required, I'm not going to support the amendment. And I can tell you, how many times have we heard or read in the paper where somebody was frustrated that the government sent them back a dollar check? Why are they spending that money to do that? I've heard that time and again from folks on the conservative side of the spectrum. And that's what I think we're trying to avoid here. But once again, if it's some sizable buildup, if it goes from 1.5% to 10 or 15%, which I don't think it ever will, but it could, then I would be more reluctant. But I will not support the motion, but I will support the underlying bill.
Okay. Further discussion? Representative Van Orman.
Well, I would just like to say that although I agree with the intent, and I think it's an honorable intent, one of the problems I have is that the bill is for efficiency, but in the but the effect of the dash twos is it adds to the expense of the business. And so that's one of my concerns, is that it ends up being a more expensive process than just returning money.
Representative Wingert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Representative Schaffer's comment, of those who have complained, how many of them didn't cash the check? Would be my question. And secondly, I have not suggested that a dollar check should be sent back, and I'm trying to be responsive to the idea that that creates an expense. If I overpay my credit card balance by $5 or $6, it shows up on my bill the next time as a credit. I think that there continues to be frustration among taxpayers and citizens that why can't their government do the smallest and simple things that they see happening in the private sector? And I don't think it's too much to ask for a balance to simply be credited forward. I think it's a good government amendment, and I was pleased to bring it, and I hope it has broad support in the committee today.
Further discussion on the amendment? Representative Byer.
Thank you, and I really appreciate where we're trying to get with the amendment, and I think we all share the frustration about how government works, and all came here to try to change how government works. But again, it's a message that's hard to get through to the public about how, I mean, why it we can't streamline to the point of the private sector. I think we all leave here frustrated at the end of the day on a lot of occasions, but I certainly wouldn't suspend the rules on this bill if we adopted this amendment until I actually saw a fiscal on it. So I probably am a no. Even though I do like the direction the amendment goes.
Representative Roble.
Thank you. We have two bills in the Rules Committee that we've been working on. I guess we've sent them out that have to do with our IT department, getting the resources necessary. One, to build a window out to the public that actually works better by letting them use fee structures to do some of that stuff like other states are doing, so they get more efficient, and like business does, because they build into the cost of their doing business upgrading their ITs. One of the other bill has to do with getting common protocols so that across the whole area these different agencies can talk to each other, because it is crazy what we have built up. And it happened in silos. They built their own things, and they wanted the stuff for themselves, and they didn't talk to each other and get common protocols or even size. So we need to do that. It should be a priority of our government. This bill, I think, is a first good step, the other one. But I am dead serious that this is the kind of thing that needs to be built into the future, because every one of these agencies are taking fees. Every one of them should have the same protocols so that this kind of thing happens in the future. And I will see what I can do to continue to work on that. We're not ready today, and for that reason I'm willing to – I'm probably not going to support this motion, but it is the direction state government should take. I agree.
Representative Schaffler. and then we'll finish with Representative Krieger.
To answer our colleague's friend a question, every one of them, I'm sure, cashed that check. And I'm willing to bet right now that every one of those very same people, when they realize they didn't get that $1 refund, are going to be down here complaining about the fact that they didn't get that expensive check printed out and want to change. But with the advent of the computer, that's an inside joke, I think someday we'll get to the point where we'll be able to, it won't be a question of signing out a check or carrying it over. It'll just be sitting there for whenever that person comes along and renews, asks for renewal or something, and then it would be credited. I believe we can actually do that eventually. Without a bunch of staff time, without a bunch of work, it'll just be in the database, it'll be sitting there quietly waiting to be triggered, and then after a certain amount of time, if there is no application or a request for that, it would be carried over into your next budget. It would just be like lost property. And then it'll be a question of, do we leave it there, or do we put it in a common school fund with all the other lost property money? But.
Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think Mr. Roblin, Representative Roblin, was right on, plus the fact, because of the type of discussion you've heard, we're not happy with where we are, but we don't really have the means to get to where we want to go. So it should be fair notice to your department between now and next session that you find a way to make it happen efficiently. And I think that, like we say, with technology, it is possible to do. We just don't have that system set up in state government.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion, objections to the amendment?
I'm sorry, are you taking a roll call vote on that?
No, on amendments, you just do objections.
You can take
so
a roll
it's,
call.
It's, yeah, you do it anyway, but it's effectively, there's four objections, so that's enough. And I, myself...
I'm sorry, can you just tell me who the objections were?
And I don't want a party line vote in this committee, and we've never had one, so I think I'm going to hold back for you only, but it's still going to kill the motion. If you want to vote on it, we can, and then I'd vote yes. But otherwise, I'm not going to object. Or no, I would vote no. But I hate having a party line vote in this committee when I did a bunch of homework to make sure this bill wouldn't have one. Otherwise, I wouldn't be hearing it right now. And suddenly we have an amendment that's creating, almost created one. So you got four objectors, and the amendment is not adopted. Underlying bill.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 187 to the floor to do pass recommendation.
Representative Schaffler moves Senate Bill 187. Not as amended. It just comes in A. Senate Bill, no. Yes, Senate Bill 187 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Representative Gilliam and then Representative Winger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I supported that amendment, but I also, with its failure, I just want to be sure I'm on record as saying I know what the department's trying to do, and I have a lot of confidence in them, and I want to reiterate that, you know, I would hope we can look at that as an option in efficiency in the future.
Representative Winger.
This is not a statement. My no vote today will not be a statement against the Department of Ag specifically, but on this idea that the government should be able to do the simplest things that consumers expect.
Take for granted
in the private sector. And I continue to be dismayed that we are left as the people's representatives to sit around session after session hoping that their government will not only be able to adopt policies that may be more than a decade old, but in some cases are multiple decades old, that, you know, are things that occur in the private sector. And I think we need to do more than simply lament in committee that we're powerless to bring government into the 21st century. I think we had only partially done dragging it into the 20th century when we moved into the 21st, and now we're trying to drag it into that. So I'll be quiet at this point and just cast my no vote.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Schaffler.
I'm not going to be quiet yet. our good colleague used the credit card company as an example. Because of their poor policies, I might add, and the situation that our federal government got us in by allowing them to go down this road, the road they went down, The people with poor credit ratings are being denied anything, and those of us with good, our fees are increasing, and interest rates are increasing to pay off all this problem. So the private sector, all as wonderful as it is and as much as I have its support, I don't think is exactly the role model we should use when governing. Governing is not a for-profit operation. Governing is just that, governing. Although there are certain parts of the private sector that I think we should and do use to make government more efficient and more effective, the government is not a for-profit entity, nor will it ever be. So the statements and comments that we should be more like a business only go so far. So I just had to throw that out there.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wingard.
Just, again, I brought the credit card example in as a matter of best business practices and high-quality customer service. I was not trying to make a comparison that everything in government has to run or is even trying to achieve the same kinds of outcomes that a for-profit business is. But I just do not think it is too much to ask, and I don't think it's too much for the people of this state to ask that their government use the same types of best business practices and provide the same kind of high-quality customer service that they get every day without thinking, without even just assumed. It's just taken for granted that certain things on the in the level of customer service will occur. And my lament was that those kinds of best business practices and those kinds of customer service expectations are in some cases decades old outside of government, and yet they continue not to be adopted within government. And so I wanted to clarify that.
I've said enough, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Okay, could I please?
Yeah, Representative Van Orman.
Thank you, Chair Clamp. One of the issues, I think, for government, for any of us, is the amount of money you have to invest in software packages that will give you a more efficient accounting program so that you can do the kinds of things that you're talking about or the kinds of things that we had been hoping that the department could do. Having tried over the years to work with multiple different kinds of products out there, I can assure you there are very few silver bullets out there. And you buy what you thought was a silver bullet, and then you try to get it to work for you, and you turn around and you're redoing your whole business because now you are beholden to this software. And it doesn't really solve the problem that you bought it for. And they're not cheap. So, you know, in my little bitty $5 million program, our software accounting was $20,000. That's a huge chunk of change for a program that size. So I just want to really reiterate that when we want to be efficient, first we have to have the money, and then you have to have the product that will meet the needs that you want. So there are multiple problems, and the computer doesn't solve everything, and surely the software does not come without problems.
Seeing no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Wire? Aye. Representative Gilliam?
Aye.
Representative
Roland? Aye.
Representative Shopley?
Aye.
Representative Wingard?
No.
Vice Chair Van Orman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Brigger?
Aye.
Chair Glenn?
Aye. Motion passes. The bill sent to the floor. Who wants to carry this?
The debate on the floor better be faster than in the
Representative Krieger is carrying the bill.
I'd be bringing his sign. Representative Krieger, what does your sign say on the floor?
If you keep
shut
talking,
up and
I'm
vote.
Voting no.
Yeah, that's right. With that, the committee is adjourned.
Ah, they.